Here we go. It's on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sorry that we've been off for a while. We've had technical difficulties. Thank God we fixed it. I want to thank Mayor and Stewie for fixing it. And now we can begin. We left off yesterday saying we asked two questions on Shammai. Shammai said that a woman who becomes a Nida, she becomes Tmeya right from that moment. Dayashai. So we asked two questions. How come by a mikvah, that's not true. By a mikvah, if you walk over to a mikvah and you notice now that it doesn't have 40 stars, it's too small, everything that was toivel, since the last time, everything that was toivel. Everything that was toivel, I think it's that one. Everything that was toivel since the last time you went to the you checked the mikveh to make sure it was kosher. Everything that was toivel in between is all tameh. It remains tameh. That was question number one. And question number two was when you have a barrel that and that was tameh mivadai tameh. So I come on a Thursday and I'm going toivel some kalim, whatever. And I noticed it's too small. And I haven't been checked since a month ago. So everything during that month is vadei tamei. Second case. The case was a barrel. You have a barrel that it was turning from wine into vinegar. You don't know exactly when that happened. When did that switch happen? So the answer is, we said, 3 days back, it's a machlokas, 3 days forward, whatever it was. The point is, mi safek, some of that wine was suffake if it was chomet, if it was vinegar, and if it was suffake, if it was vinegar, you can't take truma off wine. Okay? So how come in those cases, now, that was a suffake. So now, and what we answered, so Shammai answered, I'll tell you what the answer is. Because by a nida, there's only one issue. The issue is, she became a nida right now. By those two cases, there are two issues. Number one, to Caleb or Tame, and now the mikvah is too small, two problems. And number two, the chavis had a chazaka that it was tevel, number one, and number two, right now, this chomet. So, now the Gemara asks, Rami chavis amikvah. So how come by the case of the chavis, it's only tamei misafek, and in the case of the mikvah, it's tamei mivadai? Why are they different rules? Right? Rami chavis amikvah. Maishna hacha vadai, maishna hacha safek. How come one's a vadai, one's a safek? Decent question? So we're going to answer, now that both are suffix, you have the wrong Tana. The Gemara answers, Amar of Chanina, Misura, Man Tana Chavitz. Who is the one who learned that the issue of the Chavitz? Where we said it's only a suffix. That's Reb Shimon he. So the Gabi Mikvah, Namis Masafka Mashvileh. So you know what? By Mikvah, he also said it's Tameh. He also said it's a suffix. We thought it's a Vadai. It's a Machlokis about that. So to be consistent, we're going to say it's a suffix. Titnan, we have a mission like this. Mikvah and Himdad, if a mikvah was measured, then it's a chaser, and we found that it's too small. Call out tahiris, shenasu al gabav l'mafreya. Any tahiris that were done, going back, we're going to backtrack now. How long are we going to backtrack? Maybe years. Until we know that it was vadei kosher. Bein brishas harabim, bein brishas yachid. It doesn't matter where this happened. Brishas harabim, brishas yachid, tomeos, it's all tamei. Mi vadei. Right? Why mivadai? Two things wrong. Rav Shimon Omer? No. Rishus Harabim Tahoros. In Rishus Harabim, it's Tahar. Why is it Tahar Rishus Harabim? Because it's only a Suffolk. But Rishus Yachin, Tolin. In Rishus Yachin, it's Taka, Suffolk. Right? So what do you see from here? According to the Rav Shimon, there is no difference between Mikvah and Bet and Chavit. But same halacha. According to the Chachamim, right? No, the mikvah will be a vadai. Okay? Now, what is the svara behind them? Why do they say these opinions? The Gemara continues, and we go now to the top of Gimel. Ushneim lo lamduha el misota. They're both learned out from Sota. Both issues are learned out from Sota. Go back to Amud Beis for a second, look at the last line of Rashi. Dichsiv, it says by Sota, vihi nitma'a. She becomes Tameya, right? What does that mean, she becomes Tameya? She becomes suspected of being a Sota. Iskash Tuma L'Sota. The halachas of Tuma are compared to Sota. R- Rashi seems to say it's like a hekesh. Others argue. Tosfos Rosh says it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There is no rhyme or reason why on earth a mikvah, depending where it is, why should that be? Rashi seems to say it's a sota, but the Gemara is going to flesh it out right now. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold as follows: ki sota, a mikvah or a barrel, for that matter, is no different. A barrel is a different story, but a mikvah is no different than a sota. Ma sota safeki, a sota is only a safek. We don't know what went on in that room. So nobody was in there. Now, nevertheless, after a kivadai, we treat her as a vadai. In what way do we treat her as a vadai? She's not allowed to be with her husband now. She's not allowed to be with her husband until this is resolved. It's going to be resolved for her drinking a magic, a potion. But until it's resolved, we treat her as a vadai.
That's based upon the husband's assumption.
No, it's based on a suffix. There's a suffix here. We know, we told her, don't go into that room. Gemara's going to give what you said sort of in a minute. But that's what I'm saying. It's only a suffix. Somebody was in there, right? Only the other guy, and they're not she, and they're not talking. So we don't know what went on in there. Nevertheless, we treat her as a vadai. She's also to her husband, right? Until it's resolved. Hachanami, suffix. So too over here. So too over here. There's only a suffix, right? By a mikvah, it's only a suffix. We don't know when the mikvah got too small. Nevertheless, vasal vadai. We treat her as a vadai. That's the chachamim, right? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Ime sota, if you're learning out from sota, Ema say the following. Ki sota. Ma sota b'rishas harabim tar. Hachanami b'rishas harabim tar. The why b'rishas harabim isn't the mikvah tar. Why are you so smachmer? Gemara answers, Hachi hashta? No. Hasa mishum stira. The reason why it's sota, the whole reason why it's sota becomes tum, becomes a suffix, is because she was alone. She was enclosed. There's no such thing as a Sirim Shisarab. There's no such thing. You can't be alone in Yankee Stadium. No such thing. So the whole, that doesn't make any sense. You hear that? So therefore what? Therefore, the mikvah is Tamei, even in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Hacha, Mishum Chasarhu. Here the issue is, the mikvah is too small. Mali chasim versus rab. Mali chasim versus yachid. What's the difference where that happened? It's a difference. Right? Tachi tema. Hey, you want to tell me the following? Ha kol suffik tumah versus rabim tahar. Yeah, but every versus rabim is every suffik versus rabim is tahar. Every suffik tumah versus rabim is tahar. Kivan dekatar to lureyasa. Yeah, but here's different. What's different? Here there are two things wrong. Right? There are two things wrong with this mikvah. Number one, everything that went in there had a cheskas tumah. And number two, it doesn't have the shear now. Kivadai tumah dami. It's treated as a vadai. Okay? Now, as the Rishonim point out, it says in the top line of this daf, Ushneim lom lomdua elami sota. They both learned out of sota. Rabbanim learned nothing out of sota. They learned nothing out of sota. What did they learn from sota? That a safek tumah versus hayachid is tamei? Good, that's fine. That's 25% of his din. The other 75% would go the other direction. He says, no, it's all different. And leave it from sota zeh. Right? There are four possibilities. There's tamei, there's safek, vadai, versus hayachid, versus harabim. Right? One of those learns from sota. The other three, the Lord has all reasons why it's not the same. All these reasons why it's not the same. Brilliant reasons. But so, we're kind of learning out of sota. And the Chacham, don't worry, Reb Shimon's the exact same way. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said it depends where it happened. Why? Ki sota. Ma sota b'rishas rabim tahar. Hachanami b'rishas rabim tahar. You hear that? Sota. Yes, and Gemara says, wait a minute. Ime sota, aim with the following. Ki sota. Ma sota b'rishas yachid temeya vadai. Hachanami b'rishas yachid. I'm sorry, b'rishas yachid. Ma sota b'rishas yachid temeya vadai. Hachanami b'rishas yachid temeya vadai. So then why is it vadai? Why is it only a suffix? Well, hachi hashta. How could you compare? Hasa by a sota yesher glayim l'davar. There's a suspicion. Why? Shahare kina. Because after all, he warned her. Right? So when you don't listen to your husband, that's very suspicious. That's a very funny business going on. Right? Therefore, we're treated as a vadai. It's not really a vadai. Because she's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash and drink the water. It's a vada in the sense that Rashi points us out. It's a vada in the sense that she's no longer allowed to be with her husband. We don't know what the story is with this woman. Could be she didn't do anything wrong. Right? We don't know. But we treat her as a vada. She's also to her husband. Right? Vinistera, you warned her and then she did list, she disobeyed. So at the end of the day, she was alone with this guy. So there's reglaim for that. How come I reglaim with Davrika? What kind of reglaim are there over here? Right? What kind of reglaim are there? There's no reglaim. The mikveh doesn't have the shear. So what's a... So therefore, Imrishus HaYachid, it's only Safek. Right? So like I said before, this is also not... Oh, they both learn out of Sota. They don't learn out of Sota. They learn half out of Sota. Right? So, to answer that question, the Cheshek Shlomo says like this. The machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is, what exactly do you learn from Sota? What exactly is the limud here from Sota? Says the Cheshek Shlomo, that according to the Rabbanon, the limud is that a Safek, Tuma, Bereshus HaYachid, we treat it as Tamei. The inverse, well, if it's in Rishus Rav, no, we don't learn that from Sota. Then it depends. It depends on the logic. In other words, the only thing we learn is that a Safek in Rishus HaYachid is Tamei, just like a Sota. What about every other case? It depends. Does the logic dictate it or not? By a Sota, it does dictate it. Why? Because, again, she went to a ball game, there's even 50,000 people there. What kind of a loan is that? What kind of suspicion? Nothing. They didn't do anything. I'm not saying she's a Yisrael, but she's not a Sota. She's a public. So why should she be a Sota? A mikvah? What's the difference where this happened? The logic doesn't make sense. Therefore, it doesn't apply. Rav Shimon says the exact opposite. The only thing we learn from Sota is, what do you learn from Sota? That what? The Iker is that in Rishus HaRavim it's Tahar. The Iker is, it was Shusha. What about Rishus HaYachid? Now it depends. The Bayis Sota, that's very suspicious. There's Raglayim for that. What's she being alone with this guy for? She was warned not to. By a mikvah, what's the difference where it is? Right, so all this is to explain why is it that by a nida we say, according to Shammai, die a shaitan. And by other things, we didn't say that. We went backwards. So why are we going backwards? The reason we go backwards is because there's two problems. That led us to the next question. To how come there's a difference to go backwards between a chavis and a mikvah? The answer is there's no difference. According to Rav Shimon, there's no difference. According to the chacham, there is a difference. They didn't mention chavis because of chacham. Why is the mikvah worse? Because, again, like we said, because there's no reason for it to be not worse. In other words, the whole reason why it's sota is because it's in private by a mikvah. What does private do with anything? Where this happened? The two problems of a mikvah apply in private, apply in public. A sota doesn't apply in public. Rav Shimon holds the exact opposite, a billion bars. The exact opposite. The only thing you learn from sota is that in public it's okay. What about in private? Now what does the Sfarah say? By a sota, that's terrible. What you're doing alone with a guy in private, it's terrible. By a mikvah, well who cares where it happens? You hear that? So we start off the Shneim do Elami Sota. The truth is, that ends the Gemara. That's the end of that discussion. Now, the end of that discussion. Not the end yet. A little bit more. V'boyseima, I'll give you another answer. Hayna Taima Derab Shimon. Ema, Hayna Taima Derab Shimon. You know what Shimon's reason is? Gamar, Sof Tuma, Mitchilas Tuma. He learns out Sof Tuma. What does Sof Tuma mean? Sof Tuma means that Sof Tuma means Tevila. In other words, how do I get out of being Tamei? I go to the mikvah. How do I become Tamei? Well, what happens to me? Right? So he learns a comparison. Ma Tchilas Tuma. When it comes to Tchilas Tuma, Safik Naga. Safik Lo Naga. I don't know. Did I touch that Sharit? I have no idea. So what's the rule? Bereshus HaRabim Tahar. So if it happened in public, it's okay. Ah, Sof Tuma. So too. Sof Tuma. Getting out of Tuma, Safek Taval, Safek Lo Taval, you're not sure, was the mikvah big enough, was it not, I have no idea. So the same exact halacha, Birishas HaRabim, Tahar, Birishas HaRabim, it's okay. What? According to him. I found a very interesting, It was a Mishnah Melech. I brought it yesterday. I forgot to bring it today. He says something very interesting. He says, we have a rule, Safek Dirabanan Lahakum. Right? What does that mean? What is Dirabanan? I'm not sure if I shook a lolov on the not the first day of Safek. Not sure, I don't remember. So what do we say? So Safek, you don't do it again. Everyone knows that rule. Everyone knows that rule. Right? Everyone knows that rule. He says something different. He says, that doesn't make any sense. He says, that rule only applies, he quotes from this daf, the whole thing with the mikvahs over here, that only applies if there's an issue in Zman or Shir. I'm not sure if this lulav is kosher. I don't know. So what do we say? It's only the rabbanan that you may will make. You don't have to shake it again. But if you have a suffix, if you did the mitzvah at all, kind of thinking that, oh, it's a suffix, I don't have to do it again. That doesn't make any sense. He says, by mikvah. You're not sure if the mikvah was too small. I'm not sure if the shear was big enough. I don't know. You know what? If it's a derabanan, it's okay. I'm not sure if I went to the mikvah. I had amnesia that day. I'm not sure if I went. Oh, so it's derabanan. You don't have to go again. That's crazy. Exactly. You would have to shake. You would have to shake it again. I don't know. I woke up to say, I don't know. It's the end, almost the end of the day. Almost, did I shake a lulav today? I don't even remember. So busy, the great events, I don't remember. Exactly. Exactly. The unbelievable vart. Right? Unbelievable vart. The unbelievable vart. I don't know how we pass on our love. The Pitzchei Tshuva quotes in Hilchas Nida by the mikvah. Woman comes home from the mikvah, then she gets a phone call. We're not sure if the mikvah was a problem with the mikvah. Maybe it was too small. So she's a Doraisa anyway. But if you can think of some Rabbanan case, right? She went to the mikvah. No question about it. That's some Rabbanan Shaila. Exactly. Oh, is there a butter child? Okay, you can make them. But she comes up, I don't even know if I went in. How could you not? I don't know, I had amnesia, whatever, I don't even know if I went in. Oh, well, it's only there a butter, don't worry about it. No, I wouldn't say that. It's a very interesting word, no? Okay. Virabonon, back to the Gemara. Virabonon. Virabonon say like this. What does Rabbanon say? She's Tomei, even in Rosh Hashanah. What about the Sof Tumah, Tchilas Tumah comparison? Hachi hashta, kind of comparison is that? Hasam, by tchilas tuma, gavra, becheskas, tahirakoi. A guy's a tahir guy. Now, the question is, am I tame? Right? Did I touch that thing over there? So, misneka, lomach tchilin le mituma. On a suffix, we don't send you down into tuma. Hacha, but over here, regarding sof tuma, gavra, becheskas, tahirakoi. He's a tuma, tame, take a guy. From Safek, you don't get out of Tuma, right? Therefore, even in Rosh Hashanah, it's Tamei. Okay. Now, Umayishna mi Mavui. Why is this different than the case of the Mavui? What's the case of the Mavui? Ditnan. We learned this in later on. Hasheretz shenimta b'Mavui. There's a sheretz in your courtyard, in your alley. There's a sheretz over there. Metame lemafreya, anything that walked by, you couldn't avoid that chariot. So you walk down that street, you definitely touched it. So I don't know when that chariot appeared. It could, what? Right. Anyway, metame lemafreya, it'll backtrack any tumma. Aji yomar badakti etamov. What do you mean? We cleaned the street out. The street cleaned the cave. V'lo hayivo chariot. And there was no chariot then. Oh, aj shishasa kibud. Or someone could say, well, I swept over there. I swept that street. And there was no sheretz then. So on Friday I touched it. When was the sweep guy come? The guy came on Wednesday. So anything from Wednesday to Friday is a cheskes of tumah. Right? Why is that? What's the reason for that? Right? Why don't we say right now it happened? Hasam nami. Kimu de ikashratzim de gufei. Vashratzim de asume alma. Tell you why. It's a very difficult answer. Because there's two types of shratzim. It's the sheretz from this street. But also the sheretz could come from the other street. So it's very, very common. Kitarti lireyas, it's like two problems. And as we said, when something has two problems, we backtrack. Even though there's only one issue here. The issue is, when did this sheretz arrive? But since there are so many possibilities for a sheretz to arrive, we say it's tarti lireyas. Okay? And say it's, we treat it as a fadai. That ends the first answer. The first...
sheretz was there, it got cleaned up, and now you say...
Right, so I touched it on Friday. Now, when was it here? Maybe it was here for the whole week. Sunday morning someone put it here. It died over here Sunday morning. So from Sunday to Friday, everything's coming? The answer is, yeah, everything's tummy till the street cleaner, when the street cleaner came.
Guy says, on Wednesday I cleaned it.
So anything from when... So this would not be the halacha if it was in your house. I don't know, maybe it would be, I don't know. So exactly, so what's the answer is, we always said there was two problems. Then we backtrack. When it's, the second problem is, not second problem. The second problem is, since you got to trust them coming from the street, or coming from outside the street, there's so many possibilities, it's treated as if it's two problems. A little bit of a stretch. Okay, second answer, why Shammai holds Daya Shaitan? Nothing to do with this issue of Chazaka. That was the first reason. The first reason why she's a Chazaka. Right? She's a Chazaka. I was good yesterday. What do you want from me? Right? Second reason. Ula Shammai. I'm sorry. Vibay Zema. I'll give you another answer to the Shammai Hillel Machlokas. Hainu time of the Shammai. Hoel V'isha Margeshes Ba'atzma. A woman feels inside her what's going on. Right? She feels inside what's going on. So when she says, I became a nida right now, yes, not yesterday. Right now, she felt it. The Hillel. What about Hillel? What does the Hillel say that? Hillel holds, Savruha, that she, yes, she felt something. Savruha, Hagashas Meraglayimhi. She thought, she felt something. But perhaps what she felt was, she thought that was just how she had to go to the bathroom, or she went to the bathroom. Huh? Right, exactly. Has nothing to do with the issue of nida. Therefore, really, we're not going to say daishai. She would have felt it. Yeah, but she thought it was meraglayim. This is just a tip of the iceberg of hargasha. We're going to get to hargasha a lot later. It doesn't really. This is just a derech agav. Ulashamai hoeka yishena. What about when a woman's sleeping? What about when a woman's sleeping? What about it? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Yishena nabe agav tzai mitzvah. She feels the pain when she is when she comes to the Yiddish, she feels that pain, even if she's sleeping. Midi dahavi argashas meraglayim. It's no different than argashas meraglayim. Right? Voika shota. What about shota? Shota doesn't know anything. She's a shota. She doesn't have any control of her das. So he says, you're right. Moda shamai b'shota. Shamai would agree by a shota. Maybe we will backtrack a little bit because of that problem. You're right. Ha kol nashim kani. But the Mishnah said, all women. Yeah, kol nashim pikhot, they're all normal women. Right? So then, listening nashim, why did they all say women? So Gemara says, not lafuki midr b'lazar, to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which is the next Mishnah. Damar b'lazar, arba nashim b'sulo. Rabbi Elazar is going to say there are four women that are dayashaitan, and everybody else is not dayashaitan. No, those four women are people that don't have periods. An old woman, someone has a baby, a young girl. All of a sudden, boom! Where does Dom come from? This wasn't here last month. She's 75 years old. All of a sudden, some strange thing happened. So then he agrees, Dayashaitan. Everybody else, he agrees with Hillel. Regular, normal women, we agree with Hillel. Says Shammai, I said Kol Nashim. No one should think I agree with that. I hold every woman. All women, not those four. All women. Who is excluded? Yeah, okay, so Shota's excluded. I v'ikka ksamim, the halacha of a stain, and the stain is, the rule by a stain is, we backtrack, and we see, you found the stain, we're going to say everything, now there's a stain on your beged, right? The dam, nida, is also tame, it was matam of the beged, right? But when did this happen? You know when it happened? It happened when the last time you washed the beged. It was clean then we know it was clean. When did it happen? I have no idea. We backtrack. Now, does Shammai agree to that? So the Gemara asks, Lema Tanan Ksam Dol Kshammai? Shammai doesn't hold of the din of Ksamim that you backtrack? By a real dam, it doesn't hold backtrack. He says, she's a Dayashaitan. So what about by the stain? Amar Abaya, no, Mother Shammai Ksamim. Shammai will agree by a stain. Why will he agree by a stain? A stain's more makel. So by a stain, he agrees, and by the real dam, he doesn't agree. By a nida, he doesn't agree. By a stain, which is only a Durabanan, so the answer is yes. You know why? My time. Why would Shammai say that? Tifer alone is Aska. She wasn't in the kitchen making chicken today. She wasn't there. There's no b'shuk lo shel tabachim la'avra. She didn't go to the butcher shop. How'd that dab get on that underwear? How'd that happen? Correct. That leads you to say something. How'd that happen? She didn't go to the market. She didn't go anywhere. How'd that happen? Hi dame, hey chasa. Where'd it come from? Therefore, Shammai says, it must be, it came from her. Aye, what about the period, the dam coming out? She would have felt it. She would have felt it. Therefore, since she didn't feel it, daya shaitan. You hear that? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
It's not
gosha. She didn't feel anything. All of a sudden, boom. Okay, right now you're in either. You felt it right now. Right now you're in. I'm backtracking to 24 hours? What for? Correct. So why am I backtracking? What? No. So by saying a different story. So by saying it depends on can we say it came from somewhere else. If we can't say it came from somewhere else, you back them into a corner? Yes, I will say you have to backtrack. But for neither, why? I'll give you another answer, a third answer. Hide the time of the Shammai. Did Isya have a dame ikara? The Shammai argues on the whole concept of a slow growing period. Have asi. If this dame there said come out, right? What's it doing? What's it doing? Waiting there. What's it going on here? The Hillel? No. Kosei bezarecha mamimdu. The walls of the uterus, slow it down. So it could be it take a few days. V'shamai kosei beis harechem lo mukbidam. Shamai would hold kosei beis harechem. Don't slow it down. Okay. So what kind of machlokas is that? The machlokas in Mitzias. What happens to a woman? Can't be pshat. What? So say most women. That's the way it is. Most women, the uterus slows it down. So therefore, it's brewing a little bit. And therefore, we have to go backwards. Mishameshes b'moch, ma'ekel lemeimer. What if a woman uses a moch? Rashi says, m'maleya isha osamaka muchin. She puts in some kind of material. L'shov ves hazera, to catch the zera. Shelo tis aber, so she shouldn't become pregnant. V'eina notelos b'sham ela b'shata tzorech. She only removes it when she has to. V'shema moch hem eres adam. Maybe the moch stopped up the blood. Right? Now, it says that's called birth control. Right? Says Rashi, the gimel noshim mishamesh es b'moch. Three women are allowed to use a moch. Who are they? Kitana, Mu'beres, and Menika. A kitana, a woman who's pregnant, and a woman who's nursing. Why? The other gemara, that's a sakana. It's a sakana for these women to get pregnant again. So they're allowed to. It's a sakana. So you tell me that this entire Gemara now is only for these three women? It's a little bit of a stretch, right? This whole Gemara and a manika, a nursing woman. As a matter of fact, a katana doesn't even have me'eth le'eis, because she's a katana. She's one of the four women that everybody agrees is dayashaitan. So the whole Gemara is for pregnant and nursing women? Right, the whole Gemara is for those two women. It's a very difficult Gemara here. Anyway, Amar Abaya, no. Mo deshami mishamesh es b'mo. No, Shami will agree. You're right. If she uses a mo, and then the blood gets caught, I will have to go backwards. I will have to. Because it could have been taka there. Rav Amar, no. Moch nami agav zeya mechvat kovet. A mo also not. Because she sweats, whatever, so it contracts, the dam can still sneak out. But if you really, pack in the material in there, shove it in, there's no room, then Shammai would agree you have to backtrack. What's the difference in all these reasons? There are three reasons we gave. Either because of chazaka, or because of hargasha, or because it would come out. So what is the difference in all these three reasons? The question is, do we have a kasha of chavis, mikvah, and mavoi? Lahachlishna, according to the first explanation, there was a chazaka, ikalir mirminu. We had a very good questions. So why is a woman different than a chavis, mikvah, or a mavoi? Lahani lishne, to these reasons, what are these reasons? These reasons of either hargasha or it would have come out. Lekalir mirmi. Those questions don't make any sense. Why by a woman is it daishaita and by a mikvah not? Because a woman doesn't, because she would have hargasha. That's not even a question. Umay ikka ben hai lishna lahat. what's the difference between answer two and answer number three? Answer two is Hargasha. Answer number three was it would have come out. Lahach Lishna. So La Abaya, Ikamoch. Of course, Abaya, the difference is Amoch. According to the Hargasha, that's not an answer. According to the, would it come out? No, the Moch blocked it. Ularava, Ikamoch Tach. And according to Rava, the answer would be Amoch Tach. Because he held the Moch is also doesn't block because it sneaks out the blood. Right? Now we're going to explain a little bit. Tanya Kihai Lishna, we have a Brisa that Tanya Kihai Lishna Dim Isid Havidam Meikara Haviyasi. According to the answer, according to the explanation, that if there were Dam here, it would have come out. According to that explanation, Amalo Hillel Shammai. Hillel says to Shammai, wait a minute, Shammai, you don't make any sense. He had to mode the Bekufa. Let's say you have a box. Shinishtam Shubat Tahiris Bizavizu. You're busy arranging the tahiris in one corner of the box. V'nim tasharetz b'zavis acheres. And there's a sharetz in the other corner of the box. Shetahiros harishonos tneos. Wouldn't you agree that the tahiros in the box become tamei? Amalo avol. Shammai says, I agree with that. Says Hillel, ma hefesh ben zulazu. So what's the difference between the case of the box and the case of the woman? In the box, you were busy in that corner. Rashi says it's a big box. So you're busy in that corner. You didn't see the sheretz over there, the other end of the box. You didn't see the sheretz. So you're busy with your tyrus and blow all the sheretz there. Shammai, don't you agree that we have to be suspicious that they touched each other? Why? Because the sheretz probably was there from before. We don't assume it just fell right now. So what's the difference between that and the case of a woman? In other words, it was there from before. The blood's brewing there. So the Shammai answer, I'll tell you the answer. Zu yeshlo shulayim. Because the box has a bottom. Is that what shulayim means? Has a bottom. In other words, the closed box. Therefore, where's the sheretz going? The sheretz has nowhere to go. Therefore, everything in the box is tummy. But lezu ain't lo shulayim. A woman doesn't have a bottom. In other words, if she was becoming a nida, it would come out. You're comparing it to a box. The box is nowhere for it to go. Rava Amar, Rava says another answer. Time of the Shammai, Bishlam Bittel Piri Verivya. The reason why Shammai says Daya Shaitan, nobody's ever going to want to be with their wife. If you're always suspicious that when she sees Dan, we have to go backwards, no one's ever going to want to be with their wife. Well, what if tomorrow you're going to become a Nida and we're going to backtrack? I don't want to take that chance. It's a curry. No one's ever going to want to be with their wife. Therefore, says Rava, Shammai had no choice. Now, Tanya Amihachi, Amalo Shammai Lehillel. Shammai says to Hillel, Hillel, you backtracking? Him Cain, Bitalta Bidosi Shobi Privya Verivya. You're preventing all the women from being Osik and Pruvu. What about the men being Osik and Pruvu? Rashash says, why Bidosi Shobi? Says a man could always find another woman. Everyone has the same problem though. But that's what says Bidosi Shobi. The women have no out, they have no option. They're not even going to Pruvu anyway. Uman Datani, you hear that? Uman Datani Hai Lishna Hatani Ki Ha Ech Lishna. What does that mean? That means Uman Datani Hai Lishna, according to the one who learned this version, that the reason was because of Pru Ravu, Hatanya Ki Ha Ech Lishna, but wait a minute. Din Isa Damekara Havi Asi. Right? What's that question? According to Rava, who said that the reason is because of Puruvu, Hatanya ki ha'ech lishna demit davidam ekar ha'viasi, right? The Brisa gave a different reason. The Brisa said because it would have come out. What's Rava giving another reason? So the Gemara answers, Hill who the katoi. Hill made a mistake. Who suffer? He thought, time of the Shammai. Shammai's reason was, the Mishra, David Amerikara, have us. Hillel thought, that's the reason. The reason, you know why Shammai's like that? Because he thinks to himself, it would have come out. That's why he said, Daya Shaitan. The Kaimakshi La Kupa. So I asked him my kasha from the box. Back of a box is different. Of Amalei, Shammai, time of Didi. No, that's not my reason. Really, I hold Bisham Pruvu. Hi, Ulamai de Katoz, Nami, Kamakasha's Kupa, and he asked me a question from Bach. Even though it's not my reason, it's also not a kasha. Why? Because Luzu Yeshua Shalayim, Uzu Lain Lo Shalayim. So I'll think, first of all, I hold because of Puruvu. Ah, you bring me up a kasha from a box? First of all, I don't hold that. Second of all, it's not even a kasha. Why? Because the box has a bottom. Well, the man's a tiny high lishna. And according to the one who said the lishna of, that if the dam would have been there from yesterday, it would have come out. According to that one, hatani ki eich lishna mishum vital Puruvu. We have another reason because of Puruvu. Again, hachika amale hilal shamai. Says Hillel to Shammai, in. You're right, Shammai. Taima de kamarta. Your reason is dimi davidame karahabi. Asi. Really? Really? Your reason is because of Puruvu. Well, miu, asu syog is a vrecha. It's only make syog? We make syogs for everything in this world. You're right, Shammai. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that what? If it'd be a dam, it would have come out. I hear you. Don't you make a syog? Right? The Maish not be called or a cool of the yog. Why should Hilchas be different than everything else? Why should they get off scot free over here everywhere else and make the yog? Right? I'll tell you why they make the yog over here, says Shammai. MK, but tell them don't tell me Puruvu. You're going to prevent Puruvu. What kind of yog is that? It's a yog where no one's going to have any children. The Hillel? Hillel says, well, so isn't Hillel worried about that problem? Hillel says, me Puruvu, me coming up. Who's talking about Puruvu? Let the Hirus Hud come in. I'm only talking about going backwards to make things tar, to make things tummy. I'm not talking about Puruvu. Shammai says, you don't know Klai Yisrael. Well, Shammai, with the Hirus, Nami, Lo, Ultimat, Dim Kane, Libo Nakful Porish. Yes, people aren't stupid. What's going to happen? They're going to say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're only backtracking on Tuma? I know the Din. The Din is that, yeah, that's what we said. The Mishnah said that if we're going to backtrack and make things that she touched tummy. What about she touched me? What about me? You're right. We didn't phrase it like that about Puruvu. We're talking about Tumah. The guy's not foolish. Anyone told me I touched her also. I'm going to also become Kari. I'm going to see if Kari. You know what? It's not worth it. Therefore, Shabbai said, it's a big problem. Okay. Shulayim, Badukin, Mechusin, Bezavis, Simon. All right. You know what? We'll stop here. We'll stop here for one more minute. Should we try to do a little bit more? All right. We'll do a little bit. Okay. Itmar, kupa shenashtab shabav tahiris bezavizu, v'rimsa sheretz bezavis acheres. You have tahiris on over here and a sheretz over there in the box. So what our mission? What we learned till now? We said everybody agreed it was a problem. Shammai and Hillel both said it's a problem. Chizki amar tahiris. Chizki said it's not a problem. Harishonos tahoros. The original tahiris in there are okay. Rabbi Yochan amar tahiris harishonos tineos. They're not okay. How on earth can Chizki say they're okay? Right? Vaha, Shammai, Behillel, Modu, Bakuva, the Tahiris, Harishonos, Tameos. Shammai and Hillel both said it's a problem. How can Chizki say it's not a problem? So the Gemara answers, Kimo, de Shammai, Behillel, Bakupa, Shieshol, Shulayim. When did Shammai and Hillel say they're din by a Kupa that had a bottom? Ki, Pligi, Chizki, of Rabbi Yochanan, Bakupa, Shieshol, Shulayim. No! They're talking about a box that didn't have a bottom. Right? Ain't lo shulayim. My time with Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is it a problem? Why is it a problem? In other words, they had like a cylinder. They had it sideways and stuff. Like that. So why is it a problem? Right. So the Gemara answers: Ain't lo shulayim. B'yesh lo uganim. It didn't have a bottom, but it had a what? A rim. Right. Had a rim. Meaning, if the sheretz was there, it would not necessarily come out. Okay? If the sheretz was there, it would not necessarily come out. Okay? We'll stop right here, right in the middle of the sugya. If a sheretz was there, says Shammai, says from Yochanan, you know why I say it's tummy? Because there's a rim. You're right, there's no bottom, but there's a rim. So what does Chizki say about the rim? So we'll pick up on that tomorrow. We'll stop right here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Very clear. It's a bench.